Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, guys.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, how are we? It's been a turbulent week. The ups and downs and the ins and outs. Yeah. Lindsay Hoyle. Your mate, Lindsay Hoyle, he's been very controversial. You know the geezer. You got the inside scoop on him? Or what?
He is called the Speaker. And... he's very broad, isn't he? Where's he from? Yorkshire or something?
Oh, yeah.
He's not even broad. He's got a bird to it. And he does that in ding. Excuse me. My right honourable member. Excuse me.
My right honourable
member. You know.
My right honourable member. Is that like him? He's not proper.
He's proper, good. Like, I like him. There's a vote to... kick him out, you know, in there and all.
Oh, bullshit. So I was about to kick someone out every bloody week in that place.
You know, Christ. I like the geezer. Love him.
I know. I love the geezer. I've been drinking with him. He gets absolutely smashed and listens to jungle music.
But the moment you say anything, he can't leave his work. Excuse me.
Yeah. That's the trouble. Like you in a conversation like that, and mark my words, you try talking over Lindsay Hoyle. Christ almighty. He said something about he says, listen, I've got to stop here in the SL station to get some petrol in my car. And I go, why don't we go a little bit further? Excuse me. He says, excuse me. I've said we're going to stop in the SL station to get some petrol in my car, and that's what we're going to do. Yeah. Okay, it's a disrespect for it's disrespecting the car, it's disrespecting me, and it's disrespecting this house. I says, we're not in a house. I says, and we're just going to get some petrol. So there's no disrespect, it's just a difference of opinion. Excuse me. It's not a difference of opinion. I'm in charge. That's the problem. It's a hangover. And he's like that when he has it off.
Isn't that? Well, she's talking dirty.
Excuse me. He says, no, it's disrespecting the bed. He's disrespecting the house. He's disrespecting the bed. And he's disrespecting what I'm trying to do here.
That's right. I had the same thing. You know, these people, they all bring their work home with them. You know, Louis Walsh. I knew him for a bit.
Oh, hey, Lakers. You live with Louis Walsh.
He was walking past my house, and I just painted the fascia at the top, just by my roof. I said, I was up on the ladder. I said, what do you think? I like it. I think it's going to last. I can see it lasting a long, long time. And I went, I shouted, shut the fuck up. I just want to show you the colour. I like it. I think it's great. I think it's going to go all the way to the top. I said, yes, it is. It's going up the drain pipe all the way to the... I think... Yeah. I said, Jesus Christ.
My house the other day, Louis Walsh. Yeah. He come around the house. I said, what do you think of this new wallpaper? He goes, he says, I like it. I like it. He said, Simon, I like it. I said, Simon's not here. He says, Simon, I like it. I think it's great. And I really respect you. And I think it's going to go all the way to the final.
Yeah.
I says,
This is final. This is what final. This is it. There's no final. Is it going on the woods? It's gone. I think you could win the whole thing with that. I think you've done that job too long.
I was painting my front door. He said, "I'd like to see the judges' houses." I said, "It's my. What are you talking about? You know, I want to see the judges' houses next week." I said, "Well, someone wants to pay me. You know, I'll come and do a nice bit of gloss. I'll do it." Yeah, I don't know. I can get it all done in all their houses, you know.
She looked at my car the other day, and he goes, "I like it. I like it." He says, "I think it'll make. I think it'll get to boot camp." I says, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
He says, "It'll get to boot camp. It may get to judges' houses," he says, "but it'll definitely get to boot camp. I don't know if it'll make the live shows."
Yeah,
I says. I says, "Louis, it's my car. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to judges' houses or boot camp or live show. So I'm driving it up the road to go and get some chips."
I had the same thing with Monty Don.
His garden.
He was passing by my house, and I said, "Hello, Monty. I'm just clearing up some dog shit, you know, just on my lawn." He went, "I can see that going very nicely on my herbaceous border." I said, "What a piece of dog shit." And he went,
"Yeah.
You'll find it does feature so nicely next to a sunflower." I went, "Oh, fuck off. I'm clearing up some dog." Mm. You know what I mean? Mark and all that.
Yeah, Monty Don was here, and I arranged all the borders, all looked nice. There's all some big long bit of dog's muck there.
Yeah.
And I'm scooping it up into a plastic bag. He says, that would look very nice in amongst the roses. And I says, What, this lump of dog's muck? He says, "Yeah, that would look very nice in amongst the roses, and it'll provide a beautiful backdrop for the geraniums." And I says, it's a lump of, like, it's a big lump of dog's muck. And I says, it's in a blue plastic bag. He says, "Yeah, that'll look very nice. The contrasting blue plastic bag against the red roses." I says, "You can't put a blue plastic bag with a dog's muck in the roses." I says, that'll look really bad. He says, "Well, I'm the gardener." I says, "You know, again, there's nothing you can, no comeback, no, is there?"
No. I had the same thing with Mary Berry, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I said, "I've got terrible trouble with my gooch. It's gone very, very dry in the summer, you know, and it's all bit
flaky." Yeah, I know.
And she went, "Get those flakes." Get, you know, with her funny arthritic fingers she's got.
Yeah.
"Those flakes. Get them all together, grind them into what appears to be breadcrumbs, add a nice butter, melt it over gas mark 3 for about..." I said, Mary, "Please. I'm talking about a medical condition." She said, "That will come up lovely. Leave it in the oven for 375 degrees. And there's one I made early."
She'd done her gooch, had she?
What she produced was not a bad little fairy cake, I'll be honest. But I don't want to eat it.
No, I wouldn't want to eat that. Especially if she said, "This is..." I says, "Is that you?" She pulled it out of the oven. All right. It was a lovely cake, it was. Right? All these lovely sprinkles across the top there. I says, "What is that cake?" She says, "That is a lemon drizzle cake." I says, "Oh." I says, "What's all that on the top?" She goes, "That's all gooch," she says. I says, "What?" She says, "It's all gooch," she says. I went, "What do you mean?" She says, "It's all flaky gooch. It's Hollywood's gooch. I've asked him to collect it in a bag for me for the last, like, couple of months." To his credit, he has done, right? And he's giving it me in a bag, and he's given me a handshake, and I'll put it all over the lemon drizzle, and as you can see, it's come up beautiful.
Yeah,
I says, "It looks very nice because you presented it well, but I'm not going to eat that. I'm not eating I would eat the lemon drizzle cake, but I don't want like Paul Hollywood's crumbling gooch like sprinkled over the top of it, because that will taste horrible. Or it won't even taste horrible, but just the thought of it would put me off, you know? He's all like this, he goes, whatever. You know,
I wouldn't touch it. I don't give a shit whether I had to tuck into it on a Christmas morning just to be festive, or it's I believe it's more of an April, spring, Easter.
So she says.
I wouldn't care if he's even offered to give me a Hollywood handshake. I do not want his goot shakings all over the top. I do love a cupcake. You know, you see me
I shopping. I do as well. I do like that. Yeah.
Lovely, creamy.
I admit it.
Lovely, creamy topping. Sometimes with hundreds and thousands. But Paul, he wants gooch.
What I don't want is all sprinkled over the top and all baked on in the oven.
Whether Mary Berry has fashioned it with her own fair hands or no, I do not want TV's Paul Hollywood to stand, well, I suppose it would work like this, standing legs akimbo over one of those lovely, let's imagine it is a cupcake. You see them around, very popular, with a sort of fondant icing, just flaking the underside of his balls so that it flakes down. I don't want that.
I don't want that either. I don't want to eat that. I don't want to see it as well. And to be fair, when he does, I've heard, when he does do that in the kitchen with Mary Berry, he does say, Mary, just turn and face the oven, please.
Fair enough.
Please, while I just do this bit. And she does. She turns around and she can hear him like standing there over the cupcake going, like that, and making all the like all the scratching noises to get it off. And when she hears that he's finished, she'll turn around again and he's pulled his trousers and pants up. And there's all this, like, you know, like a mountain of like desiccated coconut, but it's not desiccated coconut, it's good.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to eat it. I don't even want to think about it. All right.
So he's my favorite.
He's made his name in the world of cakes. All right.
Yeah,
she made her name in the world of cooking, but and all right, fair enough. He's a gentleman, and there's little enough of
that. He seems to be,
and he will make sure she turns her pretty elderly head when he's flaking. He calls it flaking up. As you see, you're doing really well here, because you know the fondant is excellent. It's a really nice light sponge, and the case is well presented and Prue Leith is there. Can't wait to get stuck in. And then the killer. I would just like to see more of my gooch flakings on the top. Sorry. The cake is light, it's fluffy, I love the fondant, I love the finish. Prue, what do you think? Oh, yes, for me, a little dry. And then it's the killer. I would just like to say, my gooch flakings over time. And that's when I turn off the
sound. I turn off because he says, what I know for a fact, because I know all the production staff on that show, and he campaigned for a long time to have Gooch Week, where you, bake something and you just put bits of gooch like on top of the cakes.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm Paul Hollywood and I can get whatever I want on this show, right? And they're like, yeah, I know, but I don't think I don't think that's gonna be a ratings winner. He says, are you kidding me? He says it's so creative, you know, like standing over the cake with your gooch and just getting a crumbled on there.
Like,
they're all, to their credit, to the production staff's credit, they vetoed him and said, no, Paul.
You told me your nephew worked, and didn't he? And he said that what happens is he even wanted to change it to, so, bakers, you've got 1 hour. Let's bake and put gooch on the top. So I cut. What's the problem? That's what I want. And Paul, it's always only ever been bake, you know.
Yeah, not bake with gooch.
Bake with gooch on the top. Gooch on the top. Cut.
With gooch on the top. Bake with gooch on top. I will let that. What?
Bakers, get ready. I'm back with some goose face.
With goose on top. With bits of goose.
I wouldn't want a Hollywood handshake if he's been dusting his gooch.
I want nothing to do with him. Anyway, guys, apart from that, will you please go to www.patreon.com/AndrewDossandBarryShow and pay £2 a month to hear our feature-length political podcasts all about what is going on right now in the country. We are mirroring, holding up to a mirror to society and reflecting things, giving you a different perspective. And it costs £2.
And if you want to pay for the whole year up the front, we will send you
a bag.
All the gooch scrapings of all the top celebrities. I've got the names on it. David Van Day is on it. TV's Dom Littlewood off of the
that's a
physical problem, so don't, it's a medical issue. TV's Philip Schofield lent us some nice, he's trying to make a comeback with and poor Hollywood, we've more than covered Hollywood.
Monty Don,
Alan Shearer, and Joe Lycett. So look, if you want that, just pay up.
You get up front,
you get as much gooch dustings as you want. Will suit any culinary occasion that requires some dusting. Good. That done. That said.
We will have a good week, guys, and we'll see you next week. Yeah, we will.
Hey, gooching.
Gooching, yeah, okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.